You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
How you doing, everybody? Welcome in. It is a Thursday edition of the Gym Class coming your way here on Eastern Iowa's home for sports, 1600 ESPN. It is the Gym Class taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, everyone. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Andrew on the other side of the glass with us here today. We got a bang up show for you coming up, and we got a lot to get to: college football news, college baseball to talk about, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, little NBA nugget for you that I think is a very interesting stat. All that to get to on the program here today. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you. That's 319-366-1600. That's a phone line as well if you'd like to pick up the phone. Say hi to Andrew. That's also 319-366-1600 here on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. You look ready to go, Andrew, today.
Yeah, I'm pretty good, but I don't think I mentioned to either of you.
Uh-oh.
A couple weeks ago for my birthday weekend, I went to St. Louis.
Okay.
I didn't know there was going to be a game around the time we got in and a game the next day. So parking was a nightmare because I forgot that's where the Cardinals are.
Mm-hmm.
They are there.
Yeah. So I had a whole bunch of fun trying to find parking that weekend.
Did you find? You obviously found a place to park.
Yeah. But it was a nightmare trying to find it.
I thought you were going to say you went to the Cardinals game or a Blues game.
If I would have realized that prior to then, maybe I could have. I did see some of a game Sunday because we went to the Arch. And you can see from one side of the arch into the baseball field.
You can. What did you think of? Was that the first time you were in the arch?
Yeah. Yep.
What did you think? We've talked about this before.
It was different. It wasn't totally what I was expecting, but it was still really cool to like look and see, oh, here's St. Louis or Missouri. And then the other side, you got Illinois. Illinois was a little more sparse than the St. Louis side.
Right.
But It was pretty cool.
It didn't
being
freak
up there.
Out or anything.
No.
Okay.
The friend I went with, she was claustrophobic and slightly afraid of heights. So
oh boy.
That she did all right. She was a little panicky on the ride up.
We've talked about that before, Mark. Good afternoon, by the way.
Good afternoon, guys.
Because now we're off on a tangent.
No, I'm not one for heights. But, Andrew, as long as you're on parking duty, I need help downtown tonight for where to park for a graduation. So,
oh, yeah, you've got to get there early.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Now, you ought to just, just have somebody drop you off, pick you up.
That's an option.
Yeah. That's an option.
That option has been presented, and I may still be pondering it.
You could Uber that. You could have a very fine neighbor, friend, whatever, do that. I do have a prior commitment tonight.
Of course you do.
I'm sorry.
Of course you do.
Speaking of the arch, by the way, before we leave the arch, and what could have turned out to be nasty, but it wasn't, and our thoughts are still with the people in St. Louis when the tornado went through.
Mm-hmm.
Nasty situation right there. We know all about Mother Nature and natural disasters here in Eastern Iowa. Certainly, but there was video of people that happened to be at the top of the arch when that storm went through.
Oh, my goodness.
No,
I would not have liked that.
No. That thing moves a little bit anyway.
Yeah. I couldn't really feel it moving.
No, you can't really feel it, but if you just concentrate and just look at an object, a little bit away from you,
maybe a millimeter or something like that. It does move. I don't even want to know what it was like for that. And I'm sure they got them down as quickly as they possibly could.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Because
they have to have a safety plan in place.
Oh, yeah. They do. They do. And
there was no safety plan in place when I was in the Wisconsin press box. And that thing was moving between the third and fourth quarter.
That was jump around. That was jump around, which is a tradition. But it does move.
So is moving press boxes.
If you have never been to Camp Randall, it moves, folks. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it does sway a little bit. 319-366-1600 here on a engineering marvel Thursday of the gym class as we get things started here at 11 past the hour of 3. And a lot to get to. Let's start things off, first of all, with we do have a little bit of news here. As far as our show is concerned, we were scheduled to be talking with Mark Janes today, the voice of the Indianapolis 500, the voice of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network. He had an unavoidable conflict come up at the very last moment. He apologized. He is going to be on tomorrow. So Mark will be on tomorrow at 3:15, just ahead of the topic that we will have tomorrow, our Friday topic, and we'll let you know about that once we get to it. So if you were tuned in today for Mark Janes, tune in tomorrow for Mark Janes. And just a very gracious guy, and he was just apologizing over and over again to me, Mark, and I'm just saying, hey, you know, I'm just happy that you're going to be on. You are the big star guy.
Yeah.
You know, we're just little old Eastern Iowa here that you visit or at least drive through once or twice a year. But, you know, we thank you for being on with us. So We can wait a day. We will talk about the Indy 500 tomorrow. And, of course, we'll ask about the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
It's on my list.
Race with Mark tomorrow. That will go off, I believe, at 12 noon Iowa time. Tomorrow. There's a lot of interest in this. They were out, I don't know if you can call it practicing, but they were taking laps on the racetrack earlier today.
Have you determined how long this race is?
I have not determined it yet. I have not. If you know out there, let us know on the text line, 319-366-1600, and what Wienermobile you are going to be pulling for tomorrow. Do you know about this, Andrew?
Nope, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Google Wienie 500, and six vehicles are racing.
The six Oscar Mayer Wienermobiles.
They represent different regions of the country, like the Shy Dog, the Sonoran Dog from the Southwest, Seattle Dog, it's on and on and on. And I don't know what the odds are, if there are.
All I know is Oscar Mayer is holding their breath that this thing doesn't end up in a six weenie pileup.
There was a suggestion. Isaac, I think, had it. I would love to see the paint schemes put on these vehicles.
They've got numbers on the back. I did
Give
see
us
that.
The paint schemes with the jalapenos and tomatoes and lima beans, whatever else is on that lousy Sonoran Dog.
Now, somebody said it was a very good... very good dog.
And I said it was lousy. To each his own.
So that is coming up tomorrow. We will ask Mark about that. That may be the first question. I know that'll be your first question tomorrow. I'm just going to go, Mark Janes is on, Mark Dukes, hit it.
All right.
How's that? Let's get down to brass tacks here. What happened, especially if it's a controversial finish in the Oscar Mayer Wienie 500.
Yeah, to heck with Palou and New Garden, Penske, all the other storylines.
It has been a fun month. It's been a very interesting month at Indianapolis. One of the more interesting ones that they have had in a while. And we'll have the 500 for you coming up, the 109th edition, Sunday morning, starting at 10 o'clock with the pre-race coming up on Sunday. Looking forward to that. 319-366-1600. Chicago Dog is the favorite on DraftKings. Thank you, 2757. Can I dare say that if you're betting on the Weenie 500 mm-hmm. that you need to seek help? Or just having fun. All right, Andrew, you saw it.
So I did see it, and I think that's hilarious. And the article I was related to, it, they've partnered with DraftKings.
Okay.
So there is a thing that you can do with that and the race and stuff, but it didn't tell me any odds for anything.
Well, they're saying the Chicago dog is the favorite. Now, that is a local dog.
Yes. Yeah, that'd be our Midwest one.
Yeah. So I think a lot of people probably pulling for that. And perhaps that is why it is the favorite, mm-hmm. because there are obviously more people backing that one being around the Midwest than other. Two stats today we're going to get to. This is the last thing, and then we'll leave the 500. Jake Query, who's a member of the IMS Radio Network as well, put this out, Mark. And this will explode your mind, perhaps, that the crowd is expected to be upwards of high 300,000 to nearly 400,000 on Sunday. And he posted that. Think about this. That is one in every approximately 1,100 people is going to be at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in the United States on Sunday. That blew my world.
Andrew Scott's headed there. He's been there 20-some times.
I will find we have a place to park.
He needs a traffic.
We have a place to park, and we go early and camp out and do a little tailgating.
Well, that's Andrew's advice. Go early.
That is his advice. That is their advice because it is a sellout. So we sent one of our loyal listeners there. Hope they will have a good time. I know they're from Hiawatha. I cannot remember their first name, but I know they're from Hiawatha. So hope they have fun coming up on Sunday. 319-366-1600. College football news today. There is college football news. And from the yes, you expected this to happen department, two things coming down the line today. First of all, as expected, Mark, the committee for the college football playoff has made the anticipated change of there will be just flat seating now for the college football playoff from 1 to 12. We'll get to that in a moment, that number. But 1 through 12 next year does not matter. If you win the Big Ten, if you're a conference champion, if you win the Big 12, whatever the case may be, you could have three teams from a conference in the top four seeds to get byes. Top four will still get byes, but last year, in the first year, it was the conference champions, and that is not going to be the case this year.
As it should be. We talked about this when the first proposal first came up, and I think we both advocated for the seeding rather than what happened last year when teams were seeded too high, principally Boise State and Arizona State. A conference championship will get you a seat at the table, but not at the head of the table, so to speak.
You could be at the kiddie table.
Could be at the kiddie table, but I think this is good. It's one more step in what has been an evolving process. We're going to go to 16 teams. Like it or not, that's going to happen. But I think this is the right thing to do in terms of but you're still going to have screaming from the 13th team ranked.
At least for a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, you hit the second part of the news there on the head, and that is there is going to be expansion already. That is going to be coming up in the next couple of years. We will have a 12-team playoff next year, but in 2026, it sounds like the 2026 regular season, 26-27 college football playoff year, we will have 14 or 16 teams. They haven't decided yet, Mark. Let's just go to 16 and get it over with, because it's going to be 16 sooner than later, even if they only go up to 14 in 2 years. So you might as well do it now. Avoid the rush. Get it taken care of. Nobody gets a bye in that situation, which might be better based on what happened to, you know, like Oregon last year in the rematch against Ohio State. They looked a little rusty. Other teams looked a little rusty after having a week off as well. I think that's a better scenario as well. And like I said, you might as well get it to 16. My question is this, though. Is it going to be when you unveil your banner at your local stadium, is it going to mean as much with 16 teams in the college football playoff as it would back in the day? Remember when there were four?
Of course not. It's going to be diluted.
What's going to happen when it goes to 24?
It's going
to
be diluted. Should have left it at 8 and be done with it. You know, I understand TV and all that good rot, but it's going to be diluted. So what? 16 teams. There's only, I'm not sure there's 8 teams in the country each and every year that are capable of winning the national championship. Although Ohio State was seeded pretty low for a national championship team, that was because of the process. It wasn't because of the caliber of team it had. It wasn't because the way it finished the season. I think 12's too diluted. I think 16 is. But they didn't ask me.
They didn't ask you. I tend to agree. Is the fourth best team in a conference worthy of winning a national championship? I guess you got to ask yourself that same question as far as the NCAA March Madness is concerned, though. But I think it's apples and oranges when you talk about basketball and football. I don't know. I think 8 is a perfect number. 6936 says just go the FCS route. Still the best playoffs, in my opinion. Yeah.
Too many. Too many in that division as well.
I think 8 is a nice number. I think 8 is a very, very tidy number. Nobody gets a bye. 12, then you risk those byes, teams having the rust to knock off in the first quarter, maybe early into the second quarter. And it means a little bit more than 16. Now, granted, at Jack Trice Stadium or at Kinnick Stadium, you betcha they're going to put a banner up that says college football playoff participant 2031 or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have a lot of pride going with it. I just don't know. 319-366-1600. As 2757 points out, Ohio State was third in the Big Ten last year based in the regular season behind Oregon and Penn State. And they won the national championship. And Ryan Day is the second best coach in college football, according to CBS Sports. We might get to that before 4 o'clock here today. Third best team I can see. I just don't know about 4 teams. Unless you get a really, really strong conference, say like the SEC, usually. Not going to say every year, but usually. Sometimes the Big Ten. I don't know. It's an interesting scenario.
If you're one of the four best teams, I don't think it matters one bit which conference. If all four teams are from one conference and they're the four best teams in the country, based on whatever criteria you're going to have, so be it.
With 8 even?
With an 8-team playoff?
Right. If you had four teams from the same conference, you can still do that.
Yeah.
If they're that good. Let's say they all went 11-1, probably 12-1 in 5 years because they'll add a 13th game. But let's just say they all have one loss, beat each other in a round robin. They all played one another. You got to go with that scenario, I guess, and beat, you know, teams from the SEC or the Big 12 or the ACC if you're a Big Ten team in the non-conference. I guess I could see four teams from a conference going.
It's maybe not a foregone conclusion, but it's pretty likely that at least two of the top four seeds will be from the same conference.
I think so, too.
Whether it's the big, whatever conference it is.
Mm-hmm.
Likely the Big Ten, SEC, or maybe even the Big 12. But, you know, we'll have to see how this season, this upcoming season plays out. And, you know, how the rankings go. I don't know. I think we're too far down the road to go back, and it's going to be 16, And the sooner I embrace it, the better off I'll be.
Ohio State was actually behind Indiana, too, last year. They're a lot better than Indiana was. Indiana played nobody in the Big Ten last year. Mm-hmm. One team. And that didn't go real well for the Hoosiers. 319-366-1600. We're going to get you to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. More on college football coming up. We got to get to this, though, Mark. Thank you. Thank you to 1900. The race tomorrow is going to feature the six Wienermobiles competing for two laps, covering a total of 5 miles. Two laps around the 2.5 mile oval, which is actually a rectangle.
So it's the Weenie 5.00.
Correct.
Okay.
Which makes sense. Which makes sense. Thank you for that, 1900.
You got some high banking there. How are those Wienermobiles going to
It's actually not. The banking isn't that bad. It's not too bad.
It's not like a half-mile NASCAR track.
No, it's a flat banking, if you will. Enough banking to go flat out through the corners if you're an IndyCar. But I would imagine the Wienermobiles will go flat throughout the 2.5 miles. There's got to be some sort of a... The fix has got to be in on this.
I want to know
right?
the top seat, top speed.
This is going to be fun. This is going to be a good time. 0189 is going over for the Fever game on Saturday for the second Saturday in a row, leaving North Liberty at 4:30 a.m. for the noon game at Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. That may still be partying after last night, even though it was not a home game for the Pacers. Tyrese Haliburton. My goodness. And we got the stat of the year coming up after the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update about the NBA and the Indiana Pacers. We will get to that, a little bit more college football, and more coming up, including a little NFL talk with you. But we need to get to Mark and an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot. Classic local American restaurant. You can get curbside pickup or delivery, or just stop by. Tell Jamie hi from all of us here at KGYM. What do we have?
9 games in Major League Baseball today, 4 in the afternoon. 1 is final. The Yankees shut out the Rangers 1-0. In the 11th inning, the Padres have taken a 6-5 lead over the Blue Jays. Philadelphia on top of Colorado right now, 1-0 in the 6th. And the Athletics, your Athletics, leading the Angels 3-0 in the 4th. The Iowa men's basketball team landed its second high school recruit in this particular class. He is 6'7 guard Tate Sage of Weatherford, Oklahoma. He originally signed with Drake. The Hawkeyes last night also reportedly received a commitment from 6'2 guard Ashton Williamson, who played his freshman season at Florida International. At the Senior PGA Championship in Maryland, Brown Deer Pro and Cedar Rapidian Jeff Schmid is on the course in the first round. He is currently 1 under par through 11 holes, 3 shots out of the lead. Perhaps the oldest college basketball player next season will compete for Doug Gottlieb and Wisconsin Green Bay. 6'9" Ramil Bethea spent 5 years in the Navy and will be 29 years old in July. Finally, results from the state track meet. It is underway in Des Moines, and area athletes already have won state titles. They are Landon Prince of Clear Creek Amana and the boys 3A discus, Libby Dix of Mount Vernon in the girls 3A discus, Eli Patterson of Benton Community in the boys 3A high jump, Noel Steinis of Tipton in the girls 2A 3000, Quentin Nauman of Western Dubuque in the boys 3A 3200, and Nathan Miller of Center Point Urbana in the 3A boys 400.
Give you team scores right now, just for 2A and 3A. Boys 2A right now, Owine, the Huskies. Been a while since we've talked about Owine leading in a major sporting event, but the Huskies with the lead over Denver and Okoboji right now in boys 2A. Boys 3A, Pella already with a 10-point lead over Gilbert, with Fairfield third. Girls 2A, Tipton is your leader. The Tigers with 19 points. Van Meter right now in second. And girls 3A, Mount Vernon is your leader with 23 points. And Pella right now is in second. So that's what we have from the state track and field meet going on right now. Interestingly enough, Mark, the senior tour on the PGA, back-to-back majors this year, which is really weird and unusual. They had the Traditions last week. They had the senior PGA championship this week. And then they come to Iowa the following week at Wakanda Club for the Principal Charity Classic. So we'll have our next edition of Caddy Smack on Gym Class prior to the Principal Charity Classic. So maybe we can, Brian can use his contact list and find us somebody to talk to that day.
And Andrew can find us some parking.
And Andrew can find some parking. We have a parking plan when we go to the 500. You must have a parking plan. The greatest line ever.
After
though,
20 years, I would hope so. You know,
it took about 2 years to come up with a parking plan. The first year was, why are we sitting in traffic for 4 hours? This is dumb. Let's get a plan. God bless the Indiana State Patrol. But one of their patrol officers had the greatest line ever. This was 3-4 years ago. We came up on a corner we wanted to turn, and on race day it's a little bit sketchy as far as where you can, let's just say they want you to go in this general direction. If you want to turn off, you probably should ask an officer. You're not flying through there. You're going about, you know,
you're not doing a Scotty Shuffler at the PGA.
You are not doing that. You are in a traffic jam. So anyway, asked this very polite gentleman, excuse me, sir, can we take a right here? Yeah, sure, why not? We asked how's parking going. It's all going to work itself out. Uh, 400,000 people, but it's all going to work itself out. I hope that he was at the meeting that they had earlier that week for the parking. 319-366-1600, 332. We'll take a break, come back, have more for you on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class. Stay with us, more to come after this.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. And there's going to be some more sunshine this afternoon. We are going to have temperatures in the low 60s. Then tonight, with clear skies, we'll drop down into the low 40s. Tomorrow, the sun will finally be out and shining through the day. Temperatures are going to recover into the low 70s. Then tomorrow evening, clouds begin to move in, and those clouds will hang with us through the weekend with a chance for some light showers here and there as well. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
At Old Town Construction, we're more than just builders. We're a family. Making friends, having fun, and giving back to our communities is our top priority. From first consultation to final nail, our team is dedicated to delivering top quality work with a personal touch. Home renovation, new build, or repair, we're here to ensure the job is done right. With Old Town Construction, you're not just getting a contractor, you're getting a partner who cares about your community. Let's build something great together. Visit OLDETownConstruction.com today.
Hi, everybody. Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quickstar. And life is busy, and Quickstar gets it. And they have all the answers you need, from fresh coffee and tasty bakery treats to grab-and-go meals. Quickstar is your one stop for variety, quality, and fast service. Need gas? Their fully guaranteed fuel keeps you moving. You can enjoy their free ATMs, free air for your tires, and clean restrooms. They are here to make your life easier at your neighborhood Quickstar. And they can do that with some great specials going on right now. The Quickery Buns, hamburger, hot dog, or brat buns. 8-count, 2 for $3 limit. 4, Nature's Touch Butter, 1 pound, $2.99 limit 2. And when you stop on by, make sure to use your Quick Rewards app. You can order and take care of your payments ahead of time, and order all your favorites like fried chicken, pizza, and all the take-home meals. All available when you stop on by at your neighborhood Quickstar.
Choose family.
Choose friends.
Choose your community.
Choose local.
Choose local for everything. Clothes, food, a deserving charity, a new ride, or a place to keep your nest egg. When you buy from, invest in, or donate to businesses here in the corridor, you help keep our community strong and vibrant.
Choose local.
This message proudly presented by The Villas at Stony Point, Randy's Flooring, Revival Theater Company, and 1600 ESPN.
Tune in to 1600 ESPN every weekday at 5 o'clock with Spencer on Sports for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
Switching to Progressive is a game-winning call. And that reminds us of other game-winning calls in the history of sports.
So it was the fourth quarter and we're down by five. Sweat pouring down my face. Suddenly it hit me. If only I could wrap part of the towel around my forehead. And that's how I became the first basketball player to wear a headband.
Okay, not really a game-winning call, but it was a good call. You can make one, too. Switch to Progressive and you could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
336, back with you on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN. Scott, Mark, and Andrew with you here today. Again, if you're tuning in to hear Mark Janes, the voice of the Indianapolis 500. Mark, I had something come up today. He is going to be joining us tomorrow at 3:15. So he will be on with us here in Eastern Iowa. We'll preview the 109th running of the Indianapolis 500. And maybe more importantly, wrap up the first ever Weenie Mobile 500, which will be 2 laps, 5 miles, 6 cars. Enjoy, America. And America will. Complete wrap up coming up tomorrow here on the program. 319-366-1600, Big Ten Baseball. Good news. The Iowa Hawkeyes are on to the semifinals. As Iowa dispatched Rutgers last night, and in this new format, which has, I think, been under a lot of scrutiny by both media members and I think just the general public. You win a game like Iowa did last night. If Rutgers did what they did as the lower seed beating a middle seed, all you need to do is win that game against that particular seed, and you're going to move on to the semifinals. And now Iowa has a game against Indiana coming up, Mark, that I don't know. There's got to – you. Every time you step between the lines, there's something on the line. We know that. You got to go out there, and you want to play for the love of the game. And just because you should be playing – in that situation, but there's not going to be a whole lot on the line when Iowa and Indiana go out there.
I get it. You have that mentality because you're a ball player and want to do the best you possibly can, but there's no getting around the fact this game tonight is meaningless. Meaningless in the Big Ten tournament's sake. As the game this morning between UCLA and Michigan was a meaningless game for the Big Ten tournament. Now, UCLA won that game, and it is fighting to host a regional. So if that particular outcome helps UCLA, I don't know whether it will or not, but it could have impact beyond the Big Ten tournament, but it does not. The 2 out of the 4 games today mean nothing in the Big Ten tournament. And said it before, I'll say it again. I've never seen a tournament where a game is meaningless. Tell me one tournament where a game is meaningless. And I have not thought of one. I think there's just a better format to be had. I can't believe the Big Ten coaches approved this. Besides that, Nice win for Iowa last night. Obermueller was terrific. 7 innings, 4 hit, shutout ball, 10 strikeouts. Iowa was one strike away from locking it up like 3 or 4 times and finally got it done. So now plays UCLA on Saturday in the semifinals, but they got to get rid of this format.
Yeah. Now I'll say this. Does Iowa, this is a catch 22 for Rick Heller, I think. As far as RPI getting in as an at large, if you don't win the Big Ten tournament championship, I guess there's a little bit on the line for that game with Iowa and Indiana, at least for the Hawkeyes. There's nothing for Indiana. I mean, they're playing for pride. How do you go about this? My gut feeling is that Iowa's just going to throw a bullpen game, and a lot of guys that are going to pitch midweek games are going to be pitching at the Big Ten tournament in that game against Indiana. So if Indiana wins, it's going to look bad for Iowa for an at-large situation. But it's a catch 22. It's tough to handle, and that's what makes this format not good.
I don't know how much Iowa can gain, if anything, by beating Indiana
they
today
lose
in
more
the RPI.
Than, can they lose more than they gain?
And they're in the low 70s entering this tournament.
Right.
Which is not good. Iowa has not beaten a quad one team. And I don't think Rutgers was last night. It couldn't have been. So Iowa 0-5-1 against quad one teams. That's not good. It just doesn't add up good for Iowa as much as you'd like to hope. It just doesn't add up good for the NCAA tournament regionals unless Iowa wins this tournament, in my opinion.
Yeah. 2757 saying the World Cup group format occasionally will play a meaningless game. That is true. That is true. But it's not the second game of a pool, which this is. And there's no pool of three teams. I think that's the first problem that needs to be rectified with the Big Ten baseball tournament. I like your suggestion. Three pools of four teams instead of four pools of three teams. Then you would alleviate this problem.
If you're going to keep it at 12 teams to qualify for the Big Ten tournament, it makes more sense to me anyway to have three pools of four teams. Each of the three pool winners advance to the semifinals, plus one other team from all those pools based on a certain criteria, one loss record, maybe head-to-head, maybe run differential, whatever it may be. And then you have your single elimination semifinals. Unless my math is wrong, that's only going to add one more game.
Mm-hmm. 5037 reminding us about the lovely and wonderful Concy at the boys' state basketball tournament.
Well, there is that. And what happened to it?
COVID finally got rid of the boys' state basketball consolation games. Now, the girls' softball, up until the last couple years, played all the way down to 7th and 8th place of the 8 teams in each class. But now that has been taken care of. You play through 4. Softball's different, though. And baseball's a little bit different. You can play to the 3rd and 4th place. I get it.
Before this, though, it was a double elimination, and every game meant something.
8 teams,
Big Ten
double
tournament.
Elimination.
You lose your first game, you still have the ability, mathematically, to come back and win the whole thing. Now you don't. Michigan didn't have a chance in the morning game against UCLA. It was already eliminated. I gave UCLA a great game, 7-5 ball game. And same is going to be true tonight. And I guarantee you that game tonight is not going to start at 9 o'clock.
No, it is not. It is not going to start at that time. USC and Penn State are playing right now 1-1 in the top of the 8th inning. Bottom of the 8th inning, I beg your pardon. What, Penn State is the 8, Mark?
9.
Okay, USC is the 4. So
8. I'm sorry, yeah.
Oh, it is 8? Okay, so Iowa, of all the top seeds advanced so far in the tournament?
Well, Iowa and UCLA are in the semifinals. Oregon hasn't played
yet. They haven't played yet.
Yeah.
So this is the first of the number 4 bracket pool. It is 9. Okay. The 9 and the 8 look very similar up there. I'm
was
right.
trying to look at the TV through my bifocals. That doesn't work too well. It is 9.
It is 9. 319-366-1600. So Hawks will play Indiana, and I'm sure Indiana, who knows what's going to happen in that game. I really, really do not know what's going to happen. My guess is that Iowa, well, I'm 98% sure Rick Keller is just going to throw midweek pitchers and et cetera like that, youngsters.
It probably makes sense for Heller to save his 2 and 3.
Correct.
To face UCLA. And if Iowa gets by UCLA, maybe Obermueller can come back.
At least for an inning or two.
Yeah.
At least for an inning or two, who was terrific last night. Back to college football. Wanted to get this in while we could before 4 o'clock here today. We told you yesterday about the proposal that was launched by the White House and others for putting together a entity, if you will, the CSC, which would oversee the NIL, et cetera, et cetera. Well, apparently that has been shelved now, and there are reports, of course, saying that the Big Ten and the SEC are the ones that are behind the shelving because they don't want to share any of their revenue with any of the lessors out there. I don't know if that's the case because I don't think that, the way I read it anyway, that was not going to be the way it was going to be used, this commission. It was going to be to oversee NIL, not distribute the NIL. You got all sorts of things happening now. Ziegler from Tennessee is suing the NCAA for another year. He wants a fifth year. The all-conference basketball player for the Tennessee Volunteers has already exhausted his eligibility. He wants to have a fifth year and believes that he can do it. And if the NCAA does not allow him to do so, it is a restraint of trade, if you will, which... I'm not a lawyer. I don't know how that works, but they're going to try to get him a fifth year. If you can do that, then, oh, boy, look out, because you're going to have everybody who's not going to be a professional and wants to play another year trying to get more out of the NIL and play another year. So I don't know how that's going to work out.
I think the White House commission being paused or ended or whatever is a good thing. I don't want government involved in college athletics. I know some congressmen, Tommy Tuberville and others, have wanted to get their hands on things. Leave it to this college sports commission that the idea we talked about yesterday that is moving it. Put Nick Saban on that commission.
They're trying.
And go from there and try to get something concrete in terms of enforcement, guidelines, all the above. I think that's a far better idea.
Needs to be taken care of there. Could Iowa just forfeit tonight so they don't have to play at 9 p.m.? Well, you can't forfeit. You got to play the game. There's no forfeiting.
Heller won't forfeit.
No. They're going to play. And they'll show up and they'll probably be a heck of a game. Hey, go on. The only thing I'll say about the Consies at the Boys State basketball tournament, there were some great stories that came out of those. There were some great games. The Linmar, I want to say Linmar Kennedy third place game was like 109 to 103 or something like that. Then you have other times where not necessarily every individual that was on the roster made it to the next morning after the last game.
No, and good tickets were available for those games. And the one thing about the Big Ten tournament so far, anyway, and I think it's about to set a record, every game has been decided by 3 runs or fewer.
Mm.
And I think this one right now, 1-1 in the 8th inning, Penn State and USC, I think if I saw right, it would tie a record for most games in that particular category.
Yeah. Milton, Iowa City asking, we've been explaining, does Iowa's game versus Indiana mean anything? Since we already play Saturday. No, tonight's game means nothing.
Nope.
Absolutely nothing. It means zero. I was already advanced and just play the game and enjoy at 10:30 tonight.
It's not a trophy game. That's by...
No.
No.
This is just, I was already advanced. The pool has already been taken care of, and Indiana will play one more game this year, and then they'll turn in the uniforms, and I will play against UCLA coming up this weekend. So very much meaning nothing. All right. We'll take a quick break, come back. I've got the stat of the year for you, and we'll wrap things up, get ready to hand the baton off to Spencer Wagon with Spencer on Sports. So stay with us. More to come on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class right after this here on 1600 ESPN.
Think deer season is just in the fall? Think again. At City Tractor, your local John Deere dealer, deer season is now. Spring into savings with up to $3,000 off select John Deere tractors and mowers. Plus, take advantage of our convenient financing options. Don't miss out on these incredible deer season deals. Visit City Tractor in North Liberty, Iowa today, or find us online at citytractor.com.
Hey, hey, what do you say? The Cubs are on 1600 ESPN. We're broadcasting Chicago Cubs games all season long, proudly presented by Yonda Motor Services. Get ready to fly the W and see KGYMradio.com for scheduled games.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
Back to wrap things up. It is a Thursday edition of the Gym Class. Again, Mark Janes, the voice of the Indy 500, going to join us coming up tomorrow at 3:15. And we'll let you know what our topic, our Friday topic, is going to be here in the next couple of minutes or so. But, Mark, I promised the stat of the year so far in 2025. And helped again last night by the amazing comeback by Tyrese Halliburton and the Indiana Pacers to steal game one at Madison Square Garden and defeat the New York Knicks. By the way, we have NBA basketball coming up for you tonight. Game two of the Western Conference Finals will come your way. And that one will get underway at 7 o'clock with the pregame, 7:35 with the tip-off. Oklahoma City with a one-game-to-none lead over the Minnesota Timberwolves. And we'll have that game for you tonight, coming up here on 1600 ESPN. Last night, piggybacking off what the Indiana Pacers did, Mark, did you know in the last 28 years of NBA play since 1996-97, maybe Spencer knows this. This was tweeted out by the Indiana Pacers earlier today. Well, he might not know because Indiana knocked out Milwaukee, and he probably doesn't follow Indiana on X. But the NBA teams have a combined record of 4-1702 since 1996 and 97 when trailing by 7 points or more with under 50 seconds to go in the game. 4-1702. Three of those four wins have come this playoff season courtesy of the Indiana Pacers. How about that?
It's been uncanny, and really Halliburton has been at the center of it. And he's probably one of the most likable villains out there.
Think he's a villain?
Well, in New York, he is today.
Well, he is today. But
I not to t- try to top you or anything, but I saw it. I read Associated Press story. Somebody from Associated Press looked it up. And in games, playoff games, that in which a team led by 14 points or more in the final 2:45, those teams were 994-0.
Not anymore.
First of all, why is this guy from the AP looking this up?
Yeah. Do we have a home
so
run?
So we can use it.
We have a home run. Penn State leading in the top of the ninth, 2-1 over USC. Which USC, obviously, the top seed in that particular pool. So, interesting stuff happening over in Omaha.
And it's sunny over there, too. Well, it is now.
It's sunny. Well, it
depends on when you look out.
Yes, wait a couple minutes. It will not be sunny again here in good old eastern Iowa. We mentioned Spencer on Sports coming your way next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. NBA basketball coming up at 7 tonight. It is Friday. Tomorrow we're going to talk to Mark James, and then we are going to dive into our Friday topic. A good one tomorrow that I think is thought-provoking as well.
That's the aim for most of the topic questions. We came up with this. Which athletes would you like to see try another sport? Now, can't be Bo Jackson or Deion Sanders or Gable Steveson. They've already tried another sport. What college? I suppose high school, but so many high school players
play multiple sports anyway.
Pro guys. You want to see Halliburton try tennis or, you know, whatever. Athletes you'd like to see try another sport.
So that'll be our topic coming up for Friday. So go ahead and get those ready to go. Nebraska Jason says it's sunny, but it's cold here. The sun is fake. thank you, Jason, for the weather report on that. Best of luck to your parking tonight, Mark.
I'll get it handled one way or another. I'm leaving right now for downtown.
You're the early bird.
No.
We will we'll find out if Mark found a parking spot. We'll find out who won the Weenie 500, the Weenie Mobile 500 coming up tomorrow as well. So lots of things to look forward to in the Friday program.
You might put it that way.
All right. See you tomorrow.
All right.
All right. Stay tuned. Spencer on Sports is next. You've been listening to the Gym Class on KGYM.
This just in. The NFL schedule has dropped, and you know what that means. It's go time. Adam Schefter here with the Insider Tip. If you're trying to catch your team live this season,